B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Mussallo's show on a Wednesday. General Knowledge Wednesday today. And we have good prizes to give away. General Knowledge. It's always a good breakup of the week on Wednesday. But it's a very interesting topic today because it's a step beyond what we talked about yesterday with baseball being back. Yesterday, very little reaction to baseball being back. Now we have some tangible things that we can go over as baseball makes their plans to resume. And we will go over all of it. And so the newest thing, the schedule, is meant to minimize travel, which is a good thing. He talked about the divisions. They were going to have different divisions to minimize the travel. But the way they're going to do it now, the 60 games, every team will play 10 games apiece against the other four teams in its division. 40 of the 60 games within their division, and then another 20 games against the corresponding interleague division. So the NL East will play the AL East to minimize the travel. And then, you know, we can break down who has the easiest travel, whether that means anything or not. I don't know. It's not like a football team having to go all the way across the country to play a Sunday game. But there are some teams in the American League setup that are going to have to travel a lot more than Eastern teams. For instance, the two New York teams, coincidentally, have the easiest travel schedule, the Yankees and Mets. So I don't know if that means anything in the overall scope of things. But with 60 games, every little thing will mean something. So, doubleheaders. A lot of people say doubleheaders. There are no scheduled doubleheaders in the 60 games. They're making it easier on these teams as they can. The universal DH will be in place at least for this season and the postseason. So, you fans of the DH, and there's always the debate, National League has strategy, American League has hitters. What do you want? You don't want to see pitchers hit. You want to see pitchers hit because that brings the manager into play and he has to make moves and we see how good he is. Any dummy can manage in the American League. To me, it doesn't matter one way or the other. That's another fact. I'm not pro DH. I'm not anti DH. Whatever you want to do is fine by me. Extra innings are junking up the game a little bit now. All right. This is a lot like NHL fans thought about the shootout, how it was going to bastardize the game. But it's almost necessary to do it here. Extra inning games, short amount of games. You don't want to grind teams up. So you're going to have a guy on second base. In the extra innings, there will be a man on second base. You'll begin the inning with a guy on second. If that guy scores, it doesn't go against the earned run average of the pitcher. So it's a bastardization of the game. It's a change in the game. Now, do you want to see this play out for the rest of baseball? A lot of people want to see baseball changed. A lot of people don't like extra innings. I happen to like it. Where a regular schedule won 162 games. I think it shows the depth that your team has, extra innings. I like the fact that you have to play through the wee hours to decide a result. But for this year, I'm okay with any change they make, Tyrone. How about that? As a baseball purist, I don't care what they do in these 60 games.
Really?
Yes. Gotta junk up the game. I don't care. The fourth foul, you're out. How about that?
Well, I can't have that.
Why?
I can't.
Anything to speed up the game, I'm okay. This is a year where you can experiment. Right? They're already experimenting. They got the DH. They got this extra inning. We'll experiment. Well, I care.
Yeah, but that, no, I can't have that. But I hear you. Like, your premise,
yeah,
I'm
all right
on board with.
I'm telling you that I'm sacrificing my baseball dedication for the good of a season for the fans.
Well,
that's a big leap by me.
That is a big leap, and I really want to say thank you for that as a baseball purist, but I can't with the foul balls.
Fourth foul, you're out.
That
means if you hit a fat fourth straight foul ball, it means the pitcher's got you.
But you're making contact.
It's right. You give the advantage to the pitcher. The pitcher can make you foul off four balls, which means that you got good stuff because they can't get the barrel on it. You should be rewarded for that. Fourth foul.
No.
Fourth, yeah, that's fourth. You can foul off three balls. Fourth foul, he's got you.
No, because what if I'm working a great, like, 12, 13 pitch at bat?
Well, I'm saying
it. You would take those away.
We're quickening up the game here. We're quickening up the game.
I can quicken it up other ways.
All right, well, we'll get into ways you want to quicken it up. But like I say, all things are on board now. See, they opened this avenue for baseball to be changed in a 60-game season. So I can't sit here and be Mr. Traditionalist. I can experiment with this to make it more fun in a 60-game schedule, because it's not going to have the drama 162 games. Make it fun. This is a season. It's just like house money this season.
What do you say to the people that say, I like 60 more than 162 because every game means more? What's your response to those people?
No, it's not the true measure of a baseball season. No, it's 60 games is ridiculous. You know, baseball season is a test of stamina in a lot of ways, and you're not going to have that. So, like, I go, if you're not going to have that, then this is a year where you can experiment with some stuff. You can even experiment with the umpire and have the laser beams determine a strike zone.
Hey.
This is all to get people engaged. Yesterday, nobody was really engaged, right? If you make the game different this year because it's only 60 games, people are really going to be interested in it, as opposed to, it's the same old game and there's no fans and we just have to watch it on TV. But you got to guard against the malaise of the fan by putting some new wrinkles in it.
And you could grab a fringe fan, a fan that wouldn't normally watch or would wait till the playoffs. You could grab them earlier if they wanted to say, hey, I want to see how this works out. I want to see what this looks like. It's worth a try.
Yeah.
It's worth a try.
Yes. Now, roster size, 30 players. So that means that Alec Bohm and Spencer Howard have to be with the club. There's no benefit to them not being with the club. There's not going to really be a minor league, so what are they going to do? You might as well camel on the roster. You got the DH now, right? You can maybe, if Segura moves to second base and Kingery's not hitting, they throw Segura out there, Bohm can play third, and he can also be a right-handed DH.
Yeah, but I don't... See, this is... These kind of decisions are why... Turn me off from baseball.
What?
Okay. Everything you said is correct.
Uh-huh.
Except my guess is they'll do whatever. They'll have to wait a couple of weeks to bring them up because they're worried about them being a free agent in 2026
versus 2025. Yeah, but they can't do that this year. They're not bringing them up from anywhere. Like, do you see plans for a Triple A team?
No, they'll have them. They'll do simulated games. I'm telling you, I don't trust. They're not going to be on. I don't believe they're going to be on the opening day roster.
Here's the thing about both those guys. They need competition to get sharp.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have competition just working out with no minor leagues. So you got to give them some kind of semblance of competition. As a DH, where you won't have to worry about going on the field and face those pressures, and you get your at-bats to adapt to major league pitching, that's perfect for Alec Bohm.
I agree.
And it's perfect for Spencer Howard, because he needs to get innings against batters. They can afford to carry him as a fringe bullpen guy just to get some innings. But both of them have to be with the big club.
I agree, but I think they're going to wait 2 weeks. You'll see them in August so that they can be free agents in 2026 instead of 2025. Yeah. And that stinks about baseball.
They always follow that, but I don't think this year they can care about that kind of thing. They need to get off to a good start. They need to maximize what they have. If you don't carry those two guys, who then? With a 30-man roster, who are you going to justify, like some old, tired minor league dude that's been in AAA and he's 32?
Everything you're saying is correct. I just don't trust the Phillies or Major League Baseball owners to do the right thing ever when it comes to that type of situation. I think the kid should have a chance to be the fifth starter. Yeah. Honestly, I think he should have a chance with this, now that you don't have to worry about him pitching too many innings, he should be fifth starter.
I had him in the rotation last year when I was talking about the rotation.
They're
not going to be that progressive. But I guarantee you both those guys will be on the roster, the 30-man roster.
I hope. If you're right, I'm very happy.
And that
happy.
Gives you a little excitement more. It gives you a little more of excitement. A couple new guys. Rather than have to wait, they're in the minor leagues right away with the big club.
Yep, you got him and Bruce kind of...
Yes.
Platooning as DH.
Yes, there it was. Bruce will be there against the right-handed pitching, and which are there are more right-handers, and Bohm gets two starts a week.
Right, and pinch hits and defensive placements.
Perfect.
I like it. I want it, but I need to see it.
I don't think they have any alternative. So that'll be another part of the excitement. So, all right, now quickly, as we go into the break here, you had some other ideas to make the game more interesting this year?
Well, I think that they should start, because they want to limit contact, do my idea where you don't walk out to the mound to replace the pitcher. You just do it.
You just make a call.
Make a call. Hold something up like so that the umpire can see it. The number of the pitcher, you hold up the number of the pitcher that's leaving and the number of the pitcher that's coming in. Umpire marks it in the book, and the guy just comes in to limit contact. Because I think going out, having everybody come in, bringing the guy out, I don't think any of that's safe.
But here's the thing about baseball. Sometimes you have to get a guy warmed up quickly. You can't. You can't anticipate trouble. So trouble can hit you like right away. You got to get a guy up. So you got to delay to get the guy time in the bullpen.
Now, I'm okay with still doing the pitcher's visit, and then you go back and the guy stays in the game. I'm talking about just when you're time to replace him. You got to, the managers have to work ahead a little bit.
Send a pitching coach out there and dilly-dally just to get the bullpen guy more throws. But when you're ready to make the move, you can't amble out like Charlie.
No, like, let's go.
You make the call, and you got 30 seconds to get to the mound.
Right, get that guy in there, and let's go. They can go run their one commercial, and then there's... I just think that they're that kind of stuff. No one goes to the game to see that. You know what I mean? Like, no one, that doesn't take away from the fan experience at all.
I like it. I'm in. Anything you say, I'm in. Seriously, I'm in no mindset to say anything about a junked up season that you can throw a wrinkle my way and I'm going to say no to it.
All right, well.
Because I got 60 games to impress fans.
Yeah.
If I can impress them by junking it up, now I'll go back to the tradition next year with the one thing, whatever. But if I can junk up the game and make it more interesting to watch with no fans, and I have to replace the no fan ambiance with something tricky, I'm in.
Okay, last question then. If there's something that they experiment with that you enjoy, can that stick, or does all that stuff automatically get thrown out?
Let's talk about this guy on second base in extra innings. Now, I already said I like the extra innings because it's a test of wills. But if you're going to tell me, like, that makes the game more exciting, if fans like it, I go, I'm in.
So you keep that for the 162?
I'm in. Okay. If fans like it, I'm in.
All right. That's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
You know, if you're going to keep, see, here's the thing. You can still have extra innings. Like that's not guaranteed to score that run.
That's true.
So, the game still can go on. You still have to plate the guy.
You do. But it's just something about it.
It's not like it's going to end in that inning like hockey. When you know when the shootout's over, well, sometimes it's tied and you go to another round. But the shootout will come quickly. The baseball could drag that part of it out. You know, you walk a guy now, right? You're going to see a lot of intentional walks. You get the first out, you walk the next guy, and now you get one out, first and second, you set up a double play situation. Yeah, you'll see a lot of that
the
time.
Yeah, you will.
All right, 610-632-0975. General Knowledge Wednesday with two general knowledge categories. Last week I told you I want to make it easy for you to win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. And, of course, general knowledge is presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. So last week I did easy general knowledge. I'm coming back with easy general knowledge as one of the categories.
Oh, nice.
Then I'm going to movie multiple choice to make it easy.
Okay.
Multiple choice. And then I'm going, get this, general knowledge for dummies.
There you go.
There you
go. Everybody gets a prize.
General knowledge for dummies. How much more easy can I make it?
You can.
And finally, people who play musical instruments.
Oh, I love that.
I'm going to give you somebody, and you tell me what instrument they play.
Nice.
Should be easy.
It should be.
The gold dip roses should be flying out of here today. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show, and here's the sponsor of our 2 o'clock hour, as always, Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Great people down at Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. If you're an HVAC contractor, let me suggest that you visit Ferguson on North 7th Street. They're in Philadelphia. Equipment, parts, supplies for every heating and cooling job. It's time to start a Twitter poll for today, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment, Paul B. Moyer and Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, are you excited about the rule changes for the 2020 baseball season? 47% say yes, 53% say no. So it's close.
Okay. All right. Yesterday, it was kind of an intangible. People didn't respond. Now it's a reality. We have definite plans and rules in place and schedules and all that kind of thing. So we're going to get some ball. And a 60-game schedule, of course, is very, very unusual. And so I am down with any unusual method that would make these 60 games plus playoffs more interesting to the consumer. Because this is why we're doing it, right? Well, there's a lot of money involved. But basically, the money is coming because the consumer is interested in watching the product. So whatever you're interested in with this product, 60 games, this is a one-shot thing. I'm not saying it has to carry on for the rest of baseball. Well, one thing, you want to make this game more interesting? I'm on board with anything. I'm not going to say today that's silly and that is against the traditions of baseball.
Wow. This is a once-in-a-lifetime situation on the Mike Missanelli show as well.
Yeah, it really is.
You can put a bull in left field, and if you hit it like Bull Durham, you shoot smoke out of it and have the tail, and you win a free steak. I don't care what it is.
A free steak?
It's in Bull Durham. You want a free steak. You hit the bull in right field. You want a free steak.
You know, on night games, with the amount of fireworks that have been around this city, the surplus, maybe for every home run.
A fireworks show?
Maybe you do a little fireworks show around Citizens Bank Park. Why not for every home run? There's enough fireworks all of a sudden. One company said in the last 2 weeks they sold enough fireworks for a whole year.
I got no problem with that.
All right.
I get this. I don't even have a problem with that fanatic getting in the dugout doing the...
Even though there's no one there.
It.
Doing the voodoo.
I knew it. I knew you were going to come around to him eventually.
I'm in.
Good. I've been waiting for this day for so long.
Voodoo the mess out of that opposing pitcher. Well, I don't care.
He won't be allowed. I don't think he'll be allowed on the dugout.
Oh, he's
I don't
not
think he's allowed
dugout.
Close.
No. Is he allowed
he'll probably be in the outfield somewhere.
Yeah, he's allowed to be in the stadium, but I don't think he's allowed to be around players at all.
Oh,
can't be too close.
So, but they'll get creative. He's wonderful.
They put him on the board. He's in the outfield. They zoom in on the camera.
They
will
be
on
doing
the
little the finger magic.
Yeah.
Can he take his little scooter out to the fifth and ride on the field?
I don't know.
I guess he has
shot.
Can you? Yeah, maybe you can just do a lap as long as he stays enough distance away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The key is get everybody separated.
Can he stomp on a helmet with that?
Thing? No.
Can't do that.
I guess
you
have to do that in the stand.
If he's in the outfield, you can't do that. The little helmet stomp.
Oh, maybe if he's in the outfield, probably.
That's when you put him out in center field.
All those little tricks in the pasture.
This is going to be his time to shine. They're going to have to cut to him all the time. I'm excited.
Should be able to go there.
I know.
To the stadium.
He can't mess around with Mrs. Fanatic, though.
Nope.
Phoebe?
No.
No Phoebe.
Social
no
distance.
Phoebes?
Phoebes has been sent to extended care facility.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. She's not old.
Phoebe's. Yeah, she's old.
She's not old?
Yeah, yes, she is.
I thought Phoebe was old.
What makes you say she's old? Because of her, the way that she dresses?
The Fanatic's been around since the early 70s, hasn't he?
Yes.
Well, wait, Phoebe doesn't age?
Well, I just thought she dressed vintage.
That's 40 years on Phoebe's.
Just thought her attire was vintage. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I think that she ages. All right, let's go to the phones. Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
Hello, Michael.
What's
are you
up, Gene? How you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. This baseball is driving me crazy. I called you a couple weeks ago and said, I'd rather see nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's here, it sounds like fun.
There you go. See, once it started, like we had to get past the malaise of this up and down. It's not going to be the same product. I have fully accepted it's not going to be the same product. That's why I'm open to anything. Once it's not the same product, it's no longer the tradition of baseball. So junk it up. What do I care?
Like we you'd mentioned it earlier. Let's see them call balls and strikes with a laser.
Yeah, put the laser out.
Let balls hit directly back to the pitcher, automatic out. All he's got to do is step on the mound. He doesn't even have to throw the ball.
Exactly.
Why not, right?
Sure.
As long as one of it's going to stick next year when real baseball comes back,
yeah.
I'm all for it.
And maybe the stuff that they adopt in this year, that was really interesting little touch that baseball, because they would have never considered that kind of thing before, right? It becomes a permanent part, and the people that have wanted baseball to evolve get their wish.
And
we're not going to hear anymore, baseball's dying. They put the guy on second base. It's not dying anymore.
Yeah, it's like getting the ball at the 20 in football
over time. Kids are going to go to the sand lot and they go, all right, let's pretend it's extra innings. You, John, little Johnny, get on second base.
Put the fans get on the TV. Get on second, yeah.
They'll flock to the ball yards again.
Let's hope so.
All right, man. What general knowledge question?
I'll give it a crack.
All right, here we go. Easy general knowledge. Okay. What fairy tale? This is like giving away roses. What fairy tale character wore a glass slipper?
Oh, that was Cinderella.
Of course it was. We should give, for the people to get these wrong, they get the rose. These are gifts. I'm giving gifts.
Major problem with that story.
What?
Cinderella?
Why?
Okay.
What's wrong with Cinderella?
The glass slipper, right? Let's say she's a size 7 foot.
Yeah.
It's just luck that he didn't run into a size 7 before he ran into her.
Yeah, but you cannot.
Luck.
You can't have a glass shoe. That just fits anybody. It's not a size 7. A glass shoe has to be molded to your foot.
Yeah. See,
that's the magic of it.
I don't believe it was. I think there are people walking around with same shoe size. And he just happened to, because if the prince comes and you're a 7.5, you'll stuff in there. You'll do what you have to do. You'll fit in there. Yes, I was there. Like, it was just
they tried. Some tried to stuff in there.
Yeah, but they couldn't.
The
stepsisters, because they were walking around with men's size 12, trying to fit into a women's 7.
They had man hands.
Yeah,
exactly. But I always thought, what comes to my mind here, Cinderella? The glass slipper is a dangerous thing.
Oh, yeah.
You get the shards in there.
You can't be dancing on
and
it.
And she lost the one. That easily could have broke and cut her foot to smithereens.
I'm wondering why kids never ask the question, Daddy, isn't that glass going to break and won't it cut the foot?
You would think maybe.
Kids don't ask that question. That's a question I asked.
Maybe that's why I danced on glass last summer. Remember that? And cut my foot
on
accident?
Correct. It's no good.
No. Can't be dancing on glass.
Sometimes we stepped on glass. You walk around barefoot. It was a shard of glass from some broken wine glass that 3 years ago was in your house, and the shard just appeared.
That's what happens.
Yeah, in the corner somewhere.
Exactly.
And now you're bleeding.
Right, you thought you got to be, you can never see it, and all of a sudden it surfaces.
And the foot, I feel like, bleeds more than other parts of the body for some reason. A small cut on the foot seems like
no
it
good.
Bleeds.
I had 10 stitches.
That's crazy.
It was terrible.
It's not good.
Cinderella giving
flowers. But how about that answer? I'm the gift of flowers. I'm just throwing them out.
Look at that.
You're like
Mikey Flowers, everybody.
You're like the Oprah.
You heard of Frankie Flowers? I'm Mikey Flowers.
Mikey Flowers.
Colin in Philadelphia. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Colin.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my
call. What's up, Colin? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Love listening to you guys every day.
Thank you.
So, very glad baseball's back. I think that it missed an opportunity to gain some fans by not coming back earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm cautiously optimistic at this point because today you have New York, New Jersey, Connecticut saying that if you're coming from a state spiking, you're not going to be able to, you're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So what happens when you have Florida Marlins coming up to the Mets?
So they're going to have to quarantine. What are you saying? They will sneak out and go into Manhattan, get a little dinner?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a concern. The concern more is, like, if you're a home team, right, you got the wife and family to guard against you doing stuff like that, right? But if you're a road team and you come to a city and maybe the city has more relaxed rules, are you tempted to go out? Because as we know now, with all the people that bucked against the mask wearing and the fact that businesses were closed and they bitched and moaned until the governors, they had enough pressure on the governor to open it up. No, guess what? Guess where all the new surge is coming from? those kind of cities that relaxed, that they weren't wearing masks, that go out socially.
Well, I agree. Also love the new extra innings rule.
Mm-hmm.
One question I had, you know, if you get in a tight game at the end of the game, can you use that pinch runner? Is it somebody who hasn't played yet? And if it goes to the 10th or the 11th, can you reuse the same runner?
No, you had the runner is the person who made the last out.
Oh, okay.
The runner that will be on second base is the player that made the last out in the 9th.
So with the rule changes, what do you think about lowering the mound this season?
Lowering the mound?
Yeah, there's too many strikeouts the past few years, and you know, strikeouts are fascist.
Well, I think that's maybe because of the new swing path they're teaching mostly. But you want to lower the mound to make it more offensive? I don't care. Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Would that work?
You're not going to do that now. It's too much of a, you know, an adjustment for people now to get the mounds to that height. But I'm okay with anything you suggest. You want more offense? You want to make it harder on the pitchers? Lower the mound? Yeah, I'm all right.
Hey, you know, 3 more fans, 4 runs.
I'm okay with anything. All right, here's your general knowledge question. Movie multiple choice for a rose. What sport was featured in the 1993 movie Cool Runnings?
Bobsledding.
That's correct. You didn't even need the multiple choice. Bobsledding is correct. 2 for 2. 2 roses.
Do you know the song?
Cool Runnings song?
Yeah.
No, what was it?
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. Some people just cannot believe that Jamaica has a bobsled team. It's iconic. Ty, you know it, right?
Nah.
No?
I don't know the song. I know some of the words from the movie.
I don't think I've ever seen Cool Running.
Oh, I've seen a lot of times.
Oh, it's excellent. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah?
No, yeah.
He might.
I don't believe Mike would enjoy it at all.
Well, because it's silliness?
No, you got John Candy.
It's a fun
silliness.
Film.
It's like silliness.
No. Right. No, they I just don't think you'd like it.
I don't know. I don't know why. I've never had an opportunity to sit there and watch it. Like I'm a scroller, so like I watched Coach Carter's been on a lot now. I probably watched it 20 times in the last month.
Coach Carter, yeah.
Because I didn't remember the first part of Coach Carter
before
I didn't realize they were fighting in the locker room and the older coach wanted to get out. He couldn't control him anymore.
Yeah.
I usually tune in before that happens. So it's like to get a refresher course on Coach Carter, you got to see it from the start.
Yeah. I've only seen Coach Carter a couple times.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, man, because Coach Carter, listen, he was a star player at that high school, right?
Yeah.
Samuel. And so obviously he's a businessman now, fairly successful in sporting goods, and he sends his kid to a private school. Now, if you are the father of the kid and the kid wants to play for you at Richmond High as opposed to going to this private school, which has a good basketball program, what would you do?
He's got to stay whatever school gives him the best opportunity academically.
Okay. And so Coach Carter did the opposite.
Yeah. Now.
But Coach Carter made him sign a contract.
Yeah.
That he had to keep his grades at a certain level.
Yeah. It'd be more about the opportunities because the odds, even if you're great, the odds of making the league. Now, if my son's LeBron, well, you're coming with me because you're not going to need the education. You're going to make your money. You're going to make a living playing basketball.
You are aware that Damian Carter did those heroics for that team as a freshman.
Yeah. He was nice.
He couldn't play at the other school.
Right.
He steps into Richmond, supposedly with talent up the wazoo, and my man gets PT. And it wasn't because of his father.
No, he earned that game. PT. Yeah, he earned that PT. And the actor can hoop. Sometimes you get actors who can't play at all.
That kid was a good player.
That actor can hoop. You can tell.
You know who I knew know can't play is Channing Tatum.
Yeah, he's good.
You can tell that goon had no basketball skill at all.
Yeah.
What's funny is he's actually a good dancer. I'm not talking about the stripper dancing. Like he was like a classically trained dancer, but no hoop skills whatsoever.
No, he had no hoop skills. And you know who else didn't have any hoop skills? And Cruz had no skills.
No skills. stiff, elbow crazy.
Exactly.
Couldn't move.
Come on, Cruz. Jerome and Sicklerville on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jerome?
All right, I'm looking forward to baseball. I'm looking forward to the new stuff. It's just going to be great to see it back again. And, yeah, that's really what I got. I'm really looking forward to see how all this works out.
I am, too. I'm intrigued.
And who's the young
now,
guy?
Now, first of all, the over-unders were just posted for the Phillies and then in the rest of the division.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Nats over-under number... the Braves over under number is 33.5. The Nats are tied with them. The Mets are next at 32.5, and the Phillies only 31.5. So Vegas not believing in the fighting Phils either.
Well,
that's where I had them. I had them in that order.
But everything is being thrown out now, Mike, because the way the new rules were starting like this. Everybody starting from the beginning, they got a fair shot. They just got to come out hot. And I think if they do that, look out. We're going to do something.
I think you're looking at it as optimistically as possible.
you know who
I'd like to throw out? Arrieta from the rotation. And then I'd feel a lot more comfortable if I had Spencer Howard in there.
Mike, the way everything's going... When the season starts, this guy might just take us all the way. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Everything is brand new now.
Yeah. Listen, I got you. I hope that you're right. But, you know, I put a lot of emphasis on starting pitching. And I got Nola, Wheeler, and then Arrieta, Eflin, Velasquez.
Don't we have Cole Hamels?
No.
Hamels. I thought we got Hamels.
No. No. He went to the Braves. He went to the Braves, Jerome.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know then.
Yeah, come on. All right. Let me give you a general knowledge question. This is general knowledge for dummies, Jerome.
Okay.
Category.
Mike.
All right. Name one. Actually, I gotta make name two of the three countries that make up Great Britain.
I can't read my brain. England and,
freedom! That's my hand.
Britain?
What is it?
Britain?
No. Freedom.
Scotland.
Yes, it's Scotland and Wales.
Yeah.
What popular singer was from Wales?
I don't know. Who's from Wales?
Big time singer, Las Vegas type of dude.
Like from Wales?
On the marquee.
Oh, yeah, and there's four, too, I think, countries.
Wait, from?
What's
yeah,
going?
I think Northern Ireland.
Oh, Northern Ireland. Okay.
Yeah.
You're from Wales. I don't know why this sticks in my head.
Booney knows.
Is it Wayne Newton?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Who's that? It's not unusual.
Oh, Mike, why am I blanking on his name?
It's a two-syllable name. It's a two-syllable name.
TJ, he has the same initials as me.
Exactly.
Same initials as me.
Oh, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
That's right.
Is he from Wales?
Yes, he is.
Stuck in my head for some reason.
Who knew?
He's another one of those
Tom
guys.
Tom Jones, the heartthrob of the 70s.
That loses his accent when he sings.
Yes, he does.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, he does.
How's that happen?
Oh, the ladies love Tom Jones.
I know he had his shirt halfway open, the medallion.
He had the hair going.
Uh-huh. God, he had it going.
Wayne Newton.
Yeah, Wayne is Tom Jones. Tom Jones is the handsome Wayne Newton.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
The marquee, like the Riviera. Tom Jones.
He has like that swag. Like that.
Yeah,
like,
he does. He had
the sachet.
Yeah, he had the hips going. Uh-huh. he has curly black hair. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Ah, 244. It's not like the 97.5, The Fanatic baseball back with specific schedule set, specific rules, no doubleheaders. You're going to be playing 40 games against your division, 20 interleague with your accompanying division in the American League. So the Phillies will play AL East teams. The hardest travel. Now, there's travel considerations, not necessarily for the Phillies, but the 10 National League West and AL West clubs will be forced to cover three time zones in that short of time. Now, spread out, that doesn't seem like a big deal. In that short of time, it probably is. So, I don't know.
That's challenging.
Easiest schedule. Apparently, it's the Twins and Indians. They're going to play four teams that had a winning record last year. The most difficult schedule, the Marlins, Orioles, and Blue Jays, neither are contenders, will play seven teams at records of 500 or better.
Yeah, because the Marlins have to play the Phillies, who were 500, the Mets, the Nats, and just in the division.
Yes.
Plus the Red Sox, mm-hmm. the Yankees, yeah.
All right, so the over-under numbers tell you what, Tyrone? It's exactly what I thought would be.
Yeah, it's
the Phillies are like above the Marlins.
Yes, but...
By six games, though.
Yeah, there's a gap. It tells me, one, that going into the last 10 days of the season, they'll be in the mix,
mm-hmm.
but they're not as good as the other three teams, in their opinion.
Yes. So, only by a couple games.
That's what I mean. They're going to be there.
The over under 33.5 for the Braves, 33.5 for the Nationals, 32.5. So, the Mets are only one game better than the Phillies.
Right, and some of that... I'm sure has to do with that travel thing. Now, for some reason, even though the number was the same, the Braves are above the Nats. So Vegas thinks Braves win the division, Nats possibly wild card, even though they have them at the same number. So the Braves are the favorites in the division, which makes sense, though. That lineup is ridiculous. They may have the best player in the division, period.
Yeah. Now, here are the little tweaks that, like, they had to think about, because... Yeah, you know, your pitcher sharing a rosin bag, hitter sharing the batting donut. Well, that's changing. All hitters now all have to bring their own pine tar rags, bat donuts, and other equipment to and from the on-deck circle. Kind of like what we do here with the mic covers.
Yeah.
BYO. Have our own personal mic covers.
Yep, for COVID, yep.
Right. You're going to have to retrieve your own cap, glove, and sunglasses. So no more bringing out the stuff to the guy who makes the last out, where they lollygag between first and second base after they fly out and then wait for somebody to bring them their stuff. Now you got to get your butt back in the dugout and get your own stuff and get back out to the field.
I wonder if they have less stuff. I'm just wondering, do you try to pare down knowing you have to retrieve all of it?
You still got to get your cap, glove, and sunglasses. You can't be taking those with you at bat.
Nah, sure.
You know, you get your baseball glove and you take off your cap, put the helmet on when you're batting. So you got to get all back there. Pitchers now have to have their own rosin bag. So now you got to take that home with you and sleep with it.
Probably keep don't it in the trunk.
Don't let it out of your sight, that rosin bag.
Or go out to the car.
Right. Baseballs used in batting practice can only be used that day. And then they need to be cleaned and sanitized. Well, how are you going to do that?
Not as a way.
Clean a baseball?
Yeah, there's a way.
You could dip them.
Yeah, there's a way you dip them in and disinfect it. Yeah. You can. That's not that hard.
Wet?
I mean,
a dry disinfectant?
No,
you could dip them and then maybe shake it off.
Yeah, then you let it dry before the next day. There's a way to do that.
Oh, you can't wet horse hide?
I think you can't. I don't think you can wet it with water. There's other stuff you can wet it with.
Like alcohol?
I'm sure there's a liquid that you can, a solvent that you can do.
That'll get in the horse hide.
Or it might be UV light. Ooh. You can put in something with UV light, too. There's definitely ways to kill germs off of surfaces without ruining the surface.
I'm sure there's a way to kill germs. I'm just worried about it because when a ball gets wet, it's no good. It dries.
That's with water. I don't know if they have other stuff. I'm sure it won't be water-based. I'm sure it won't be.
All right. Somebody's got to explain that.
Then they can spray it with Lysol.
Get that.
Right?
Yeah. Could possibly.
All right. And you can't use the balls after you clean the sanitizer for at least 5 days. So a lot of cost for baseballs for these teams.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is they only have 60 games rather than the 82 we should have had. So you can use that money you saved owners to buy more baseballs.
Okay. So what has foul balls in the stands? Will there be a retriever?
Probably a staff member.
And that ball has to go into this cleaning and sanitized protocol?
Yep, and I'll see your ball
and
again
it'll
in
be
a week.
It'll be used in batting practice eventually?
Yeah, in a week.
All right. Very, very, very interesting. Brian in Mayfair, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike, how are
What's
you?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, what about with the umpire? How about him having Purell when he comes out to the batter's box and puts it right on the...
Yeah, I think they're all going to wear gloves.
Well, will they stop, like, using their gloves and flip-flopping them around 50 million times before they get in the batter's box?
I don't know what they're going to do. I assume that that's the same routine. They're not going to hurry him up if you got a routine to get into the batter's box.
Well, I'm all with you with the experiment, especially in these times.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Martinez effect. I don't believe in that. I'm 35 years old. I think kids still love the game of baseball. I love the game. It's America's pastime. I love the game of baseball. But I'm all for changing, you know, doing experiments because this season, it is what it is. But when you were talking about the foul balls, that's all about the strategy of the game. The batter's got to have, you know, the feel of the pitcher. If you have four foul balls, I mean, and you call them out, I just think that's stupid, Mike.
Well, listen, I'm junking up the game for the good of the game. 60 games. I'm moving the game along. Fourth foul ball. You can't get a beat on this pitcher. Advantage pitcher. You're out.
Yeah, I agree with you. But sometimes you see a great at bat and you see like 10 foul balls.
All right, let's go five then. How about we compromise? The fifth foul ball. You're
seven.
Out.
How about we do seven?
No, that's too many. It's too many.
It is too many. It's a lot. It's
five. I'm stretching it with five, bro.
All right. I'll go with five.
All right.
What about substitutions? And when you take a guy out, and how about not? You know, he can go back in the game.
Why?
I don't know. I never liked that part.
Well, see, you're making it Little League. That's Little League rule. I don't want any Little League rules coming in there. You know, like everybody's got to get in at bat. Everybody's got to play. You can put a guy back in the game. We don't need that. You got 30, you got a roster of 30 players now.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And all these guys, I mean, I'm glad baseball's back. I'm so excited that I'm going to be able to watch something. I love golf. But it's weird.
Yeah, well, here's the test. The test is baseball's on against these other sports. Baseball's on against the NBA in a bubble and the NHL.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
And what are you going? What's your preference? Is baseball going to win out?
No.
All right. Well, then it remains to be seen how much baseball you're going to watch.
Well, I'll watch it, but I mean.
All right, man.
I mean,
let me give you a general knowledge question for a rose.
All right, you got it.
All right, here we go. Musical instruments. I'm going to give you two people who play musical instrument. You tell me what that instrument is.
All right.
Let's go with Paul McCartney and Flea.
The guitar.
Not enough information. Oh, sorry, not enough information. It's the bass guitar.
Slapping the bass. You know what that's from?
What?
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass.
Yeah.
What's that?
You ever see I Love You Man? Paul Rudd. Slapping the bass.
No, that's not that kind of movie.
It's not in your wheelhouse.
I Love You Man, not my wheelhouse.
I found how they're going to clean
that
the baseball.
When we had to find a what?
Best friend. Best man.
Best man, yeah.
Best man.
But they enjoy Rush, the band Rush.
Yeah.
And they pretend to slap at a bass.
A Canadian band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I found how they're going to clean the baseballs.
Oh, how?
Anyway, you can use a bleach type solution in a machine, and you put some sort of rubber pellets that are similar to almost like a pencil eraser. Like, yeah, that's what goes in there, and then you it's a machine that cleans them, and then you dry them manually or with a different machine, because you can't let them air dry, because the air drying is what warps them.
Okay.
So you put it in the machine with like a bleach type of solution and rubber, because you need something to like clean it more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use some sort of other machine, or you have a person. I don't know if they'll hire somebody.
You have to hand dry them?
Or a machine can do it, but you cannot let them air dry. That is what warps them. If you let them air dry, the baseballs are no good.
I assume in hand drying them, you have to use only white towels.
Probably. The fluffy ones.
But they say, yeah, if you let them air dry, they say the balls will be ruined. So that's not an option.
Have you ever put a color towel by mistake in with the bleaches, with the whites?
Yeah, I have in the past.
And you get your drawers, you look at white boxer briefs.
They're so, like pink.
Yeah, or bluish.
Yeah.
It was bluish for me. It was bluish and greenish. I didn't have enough money to replace them. I still had to wear the stained.
So I was going to ask you, what do you do with those drawers?
I still warm. I'm much better with laundry now that I actually have a job. But like, I
won't throw away. I get this pair that somehow faded out and in spots. I don't know why. It was gray. Maybe I did mix them in with bleach. But they're unsightly. But I can't get rid of them because they're Tommy John.
Oh, yeah, you can't get rid of them.
Tommy John drawers.
No, you can't.
No, so no. It's like, you never know when I have them on. Only I know.
Right.
Only I know for sure.
Let's keep
it
that way.
When I got flawed drawers.
They're underwear.
610-632-0975. Mike Mastella Show, General Knowledge Wednesday, brought to us by Testa North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having those accurate tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Testa. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.